Hello, everyone. This is Dungeon Master Scott here with the first podcast of the show Red Haven. This show is broadcast live on YouTube every Friday, and I want to also bring it to podcast form in a Let's Play. This is going to be the character creation episode where everyone gets to delve into their backstories, how they relate to Red Haven, where they've come from, why they're coming to Red Haven, and a little bit of a preview about Red Haven. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. All right, let's work on our character stuff too. So, let's start again at the top with Amon Amarth,
Well, no, not yet. Sending.
the Genasi. I'm just gonna kind of read up your bio and then ask any questions I have. Oh, it is
Yeah,
long.
it is really fucking long. So, grab a beer.
I'm gonna just kind of ask questions as well. Maybe if I miss something in here, I'm just kind of skimming. I will read it in full after this. So your character's a Genasi sorcerer, correct? And the something about I know you kind of vaguely described to me earlier, and I know it's in your back. I see it in your backstory, but kind of give me a description of how you came, because you originally were a human, right?
No, I was gonna be a. Oh yeah,
That's what I'm
originally
saying. I
before,
mean, like before the event of the dragon and
yeah,
stuff, you were a
regular little human dude.
okay. And then what happened?
My village, as they were bringing in the year's harvest, was attacked by a red dragon, and pretty much everything got burned to shit, and the exposure to the elements pretty much turned me into a Genasi and gave me my sorcerer powers, which are derived from the dragon.
Okay, cool. And that is the element of fire mainly, correct?
Yep, all fire.
That's right, you're a fire Genasi.
Yep.
Let's see, what else can I ask you? Give me kind of the attitude of your character, like how he kind of approaches.
So he's like comes from like really, really humble upbringing, so it was pretty much just him raising the majority of his brothers and sisters. So he's just really nice person, like always looking out for the little guy. He was kind of puny growing up, so he
So you had like the
was always
Superman
getting in
life.
fights and stuff. Yeah, pretty much. Just
Oh
kind
man,
of
from
always
Batman
getting
to
picked on and
Superman,
everything.
god damn it.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, so I had a difficult time growing up, and then had this kind of catastrophic life-changing event happen to him, and
Cool.
so he kind of mixes that with probably kind of a little bit of a temper, but he's an all-around pretty good guy.
Okay, yeah.
So,
And for the source's origin, you chose Draconic. I'm guessing just because of the like a red Draconic.
yeah,
Okay, cool.
yep.
Um,
Wait, they have different Draconics now?
yeah, you choose
Oh
like the
yeah.
Dragonflight.
Oh, I thought you meant like language. They had different
Oh
Draconic.
no, so
No,
no.
when you
So
become
what
a
did we get?
sorceress, if you choose the Draconic origin, you have to choose a color of Draconic flight to kind of adapt to.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How would your character react to someone seeing someone steal, and the let's say like the shopkeep didn't realize or didn't notice him steal, and you saw him get away with it?
It would depend on like if it's like some poor like homeless guy like stealing or
Let's
something,
say
I'd probably
he's like a
hard criminal or
no, everyday guy who's just stealing to steal. It's not like Aladdin or Robin
okay.
Hood. He's not grabbing that delicious apple for a
I'd
poo.
see it, I'd stop the guy, and I'd probably offer to purchase it for him as long as he went and brought it back.
Okay. Why are you in Red Haven? Or what brings you here?
Pretty much don't have anything else left in the world. I'm kind of like a little nomad right now. I obviously have to try to make my own way in the world. So, and Red Haven's probably the closest proximity bigger town. So it just kind of draws me. And I'm also looking for any potential survivors of my village. And I figure that would be probably the first place they would go.
Okay, yeah, so your end goal is to find others of your tribe or
Hopefully.
sector, village, or. Okay.
Yeah.
trying to think of any other questions, or if you can think of any other really defining traits of your character. Does he... I mean, he obviously knows he has this power of the Dragon Flame. And, because I'm kind of reading about how he learns he can do that stuff, and, has he done anything significant or anything on his way, or has he maybe been able to use his magic for good or bad, or neither?
No, I kind of stayed away from that. I didn't want to get too locked into something right now. I was going to edit that in later to explain, like, I was going to explain why they were level 2 all of a sudden, or starting at level 2, just for RP's sake. Well, but, no, I pretty much just did it, so it's, like, more of a... He's using it as more of a survival thing.
Yeah, for hunting and...
I was going to have him be kind of, like, an entertainer-ish, and, like, eating fire and doing crazy stuff to make a living. But then I kind of settled on just using the folk hero background as my template. And I didn't really want him turning tricks or anything.
Okay, so. Yeah. So, I mean, like, you're able to protect yourself in the wilds.
Right.
In terms of, like, the everyday, like, wolf and bear
and since
stuff.
I think I'm kind of a freak, I've never seen any... Obviously never seen anyone that looks like I do currently. I'm trying to stick away from most people, but it kind of seems inevitable that I have to go to this.
Okay. Okay, I get that. That's good. And, yeah, I would say people of the world of Redhaven... Or just of the capital, kind of know of the event that happened to your people, the tragedy that overtook your city of Brennan.
I was hoping that would be the case because I expect people to
be
sympathetic, but like still kind of like
it's Brennan really or Brennan.
Brennan.
Yeah, so I mean, people have heard of what happened because you are in proximity to Redhaven, so. They know of it, but they almost kind of, when they see one of your kind, it's they won't forget it, and they're almost kind of like, oh, wow, I didn't think it was real.
Yeah. And I'm kind of freaky looking, so I figured I'd be...
Yeah,
I mean,
onyx
it's
skin.
Not like they're going to be outright, like, mean to me, but I figured my appearance is kind of under...
Of course. Of course.
Off.
Okay,
You belong in a museum!
Okay, so you're 20 years old, you're about 6 foot, yellow eyes, no hair, onyx skin, common primordial, neutral good... Yeah, everything looks pretty good. So your character, would you say he avoids fights or tries to get into fights?
It depends.
Or will
on
defend
the,
himself?
Yeah, it depends on the motivation. It's more of like he doesn't really enjoy it. But if it's anyone like being subjugated by say like a evil tyrant or anything like that, like he's more willing to like. Put himself in danger to save someone else than he is to just start fights by himself.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, if I can think of anything, I will come back to it, but otherwise we're going to... That sounds really good. I really thoroughly enjoy that. I think he's probably 100 times more interesting than your paladin.
Oh, yeah. Well, I spent like 4 hours writing this guy last
No, week. It's really, honestly really, really good. I really enjoy it. Eltar Nimblethorn.
Yep.
You're not a female, are you?
No.
Oh, you're half.
I know
picture.
The picture is misleading.
It's just because the mascara.
A few times.
Yeah, I looked. I was like, "Is those boobs?" Okay, so we have you are a Lightfoot halfling monk named Eltar Nimblethorn. Anything I can think of right now that is really kind of. I see you've written a background, and you kind of talked to me offline about this. I know that you came from a town called is it Variosti or.
Variosti.
Okay, you come from a kind of like a halfling, or no? You come from a village that kind of has most races incorporated, most mortal races.
It's a bigger city. It's I don't really know how to describe it other than it's kind of like a golden saucer.
Okay,
like,
no,
it's
I understand.
A pleasure city.
Gotcha. It's on the coast. It definitely sees a lot of different people. Okay, yep. And that's why you have a. That's why you have taken the what is it, the entertainer. I see you are adept in fire eating, juggling, and tumbling. Okay, you're lucky and brave, halfling nimbleness. I forgot to do that with. I'll come back to you, Amon, about your traits. So nobody stays angry at you or around you for long, since you can diffuse any amount of tension. Okay, the world is in need of new ideals and bold actions. You want to become famous, whatever it takes, and you have trouble keeping your true feelings hidden. Your sharp tongue lands you in trouble. Awesome.
It's fun to mouth off.
Yeah, and so then I know that you, as a halfling, which is it's not super uncommon, but seeing a small race being a up close fighter is awesome. So you went and trained, correct?
Well, he got sent there. Is sort of a fantasy military school.
Okay, yeah. So your guy was kind of, I mean, as we kind of talked about, so you shipped to the monastery of the Order of the White Lotus, and you have a problem with authority and rules. So, but your character definitely showed that he was understanding the training and he was very good at it. Yep. But your attitude was causing the problems, and you're
kind of
sent on your way.
Yeah, I'm still kind of going off the old, like, sort of monk that most of them are lawful. It's not common for them to be unstructured in terms of how they view their training.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. And so you've kind of met to the point where you set out on your own to reach enlightenment and fame down his own path. Okay, cool. So I would like your character is definitely open to kind of going with other people or...
Yeah, he just wants to do it in his own way. He didn't like to be structured in how he was reaching his end goals.
Okay, yeah, but you're most majority like, not a trickster, but you definitely mouth off, and you kind of don't know when to close your mouth at times, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So got him in trouble.
Gotcha. You are 3'1". That is tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'll ask the same question, just the first one, because I think it's kind of with alignment. If you saw someone, like, stealing, and they got away with it, but you could either stop it, inform the merchant, how would you kind of deal with it?
That was kind of something you see in a big city growing up. He saw that a lot.
Okay.
He doesn't view that as his problem. If you steal from him, that's something else.
Gotcha.
You steal from him, he'll crack you across the jaw.
Yeah, before... I guess, so basically you made all your money in the town of Veracity by doing entertainment stuff, correct? Like, I'm guessing you kind of, you set out your little hat and then did your fire-breathing, juggling stuff.
They were more high-scale performers.
Oh, okay.
They were well-known performers. That's why they had large groups and large crowds, and that's actually why he got... trouble with the wandering ruler because he said something in the crowd when he probably shouldn't have. And I know it seems like it kind of goes against the background or whatever, but, you know, I'm looking at it that his parents were trying to be better safe than sorry.
Okay, and then another question. If you could pick a leisurely activity that your character would enjoy, what would he do? Like, if he's not adventuring or kind of... let's say, doing his thing, like, working-wise. Like, what would he do if he's like, man, today I just want to kind of chill or sit down or... I'm not, I don't need to make coin. What would I do?
He'd probably go spend coin, like,
okay.
In a social setting. Like, probably at a tavern, something like
drinking,
that.
Drinking, okay, cool, yeah. Cool. Challenge people to arm wrestling?
Sure.
That kind of stuff? Okay, really cool. I'm trying to think if there's any ones I've written down that I really want to ask you. What would make your character uncomfortable?
Probably, and I know this is, I'm going to use this as an example because it's going to seem weird, but, so, you guys remember Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
I think that makes everyone uncomfortable.
Yeah, every fucking time that stupid puppet king came into view, they had to, like, bow to him and, like, basically kiss his ass. That's something that would make my character uncomfortable.
Okay, kind of like...
He doesn't feel that that's necessary.
Oh, so I would imagine, like... correct me if I'm wrong. Like, your character, like, everyone, like... Oh, it's the king. Everyone... Or it's the prince. Whenever everyone gets to a knee, and you're kind of, like... Make, like, almost, like, some sarcastic kind of bow. Something like that.
Well, I might not even bow. I'd be like, oh, well, nice to see you.
Okay. Roger. Okay, I think that is pretty... good for right now. I have a pretty good idea of kind of what your character is and who he is. So I'm gonna real quick go back to Amon, and I kind of want to see what you chose for your traits and stuff. Okay, so personality traits is if someone's trouble, you're always willing to lend a hand. People deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. You have a family, but you have no idea where they are, and you hope to see them again someday. Okay, awesome. And your flaw would be you're extremely passionate and therefore quick to anger. Yeah, perfect. That's exactly how you describe your character. I definitely got that from your description. Orlin, you have no bio.
It's not in there, because I didn't really want to share it with every single person.
And no, I don't think everyone would see your bio.
Yeah, they can.
One Game. Second, real quick. one second, real quick.
And I'll say it. That's
hey.
Fine.
Hey.
I don't mind.
Hey, look at. Look at.
I wanted to read it.
Look over there. Look at.
Is it for, like, reasons that you don't want, like, the player characters knowing?
There's, like, small details in it that, but I can talk about it. I don't mind. But I was...
No, I mean, if there are things in it that kind of pertain to,
Not really anything that, like...
Who's your dog?
I don't mind the players. I don't think anybody's going to meta, so it's fine. Like,
no, you don't have to. Let's just go with a broader thing. It's fine. I mean, it'd be more fun to go off it.
Well, I can say most of it.
Do you have any traits or ideals or bonds or flaws?
Well, no, sure. What I'll do, I can talk about it. It's cool. So, Orlin was born in...
Move your mic. By your mouth.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah,
better?
It was kind of puffed up to the side.
Sure. I was born in the, like, in Elno Vale, and he was wandering through the forest with his family, and he was probably, I don't know, I guess he's an elf, so human equivalent would be, like, 8 years old.
Okay.
So, 37 or something when he's a fucking elf.
Roger, so he's still adolescent.
Yeah, he's, like, super young child, and they were okay. attacked by a band of gnolls. And so his father told him to run and hide under a willow tree that was nearby that they had always been, like, the family knew about. It was, like, a hangout place for them.
Okay.
And that his father would come get him. And he spent the entire night under the willow tree and did not... When he woke up the next morning, he went back to... where they were, found his family and tribe slain by these gnolls, and he just kind of broke down and started, like, wandering through the forest.
This is from Kalia, right?
Yeah, it was near... So Kalia is actually a different town, like a nearby...
Oh, okay. This was just in the Vale. I was just kind of paint a
yeah.
picture.
Yeah, it was just in the Vale. Kalia, I don't think they...
Chaldeum?
Chaldeum. His Galadim. Family wasn't, like, part, or his, like, small group. It was, like, his family and some close friends. They lived, like, out besides even, like, a small elf village.
Okay.
But he broke down and kind of just went into shock and started wandering through the forest kind of aimlessly. And he stumbled upon the gnoll's camp. Either he stumbled upon it, or he kind of subconsciously took over his father's, like, tracking training that he had been, like...
Yeah, just kind of, he's done it. He's been with them so many times that it just kind of was...
Yeah, and he wasn't really thinking about it, but he subconsciously started tracking them. And upon seeing the gnolls, like, flew into a rage, went to start attacking them, and was pretty much, like, almost killed. Luckily for him, about that same time, very fortuitous, a clan of Hibsel, it's a fey creature, they're like... Like centaurs, but not. They have. I guess it's fucking Enchantress. I didn't even think about this.
Yeah.
They're like little deer bodies.
I know what you're talking about.
They hate gnolls. They have like it's their most hated like, enemy in terms of lore, or
uh-huh.
at least it was in some other D&D lore. So I had it so that they, lucky for him, attacked this gnoll clan because the gnolls had been like raiding villages and. Within the forest, and pretty much saved him, and he spent a large amount of his adolescence raised by these Hibsel, and that's kind of why my character doesn't, like, he understands Elvish, he's really, really bad with Common, it's not a language that he really knows very well,
okay.
But when he finally, like, reached adulthood, he decided that he would leave his adoptive family and start venturing out into the world, because he had heard that, like, creatures that normally don't attack humans, like things that are like just normally very peaceful things. Think everything from like squirrels to
yeah,
like just small woodland creatures were attacking people, like within the veil, and that seemed unnatural. And the Hypsil are really like druidic part of the Fae, so that's kind of where he learned his craft.
Okay,
so that's where. That's probably why he's like partly level two, because he spent time training. Like he's level
Roger.
Two, he spent time training with that. He went out to try to, like figure out what's going wrong with the Veil. Why these normally peaceful creatures are attacking?
Settlements. Okay. So is that why he's kind of made his way to Redhaven?
Yeah, he's
kind of either. Are you looking for help, or are you looking for answers, or both?
I mean, I'm just. I think he's probably just following, like breadcrumb trails. It seems like
asking around, and
he's asking. He's trying to figure out where, like, what the sphere of influence of this like blight is.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to go to Redhaven. It's probably the biggest within probably 1,000 miles. Everyone knows it's the biggest town, so probably the most information. Or a great place to start.
Well, that's pretty much.
Yeah, and I know you have some stuff that you kind of want to keep. And I'm fine with that. That's good. I like that. I mean, I got a really good idea from your character. The only other questions I would ask would be the intrusive ones that kind of.
Well, no, you can ask. You can ask certain things. Like, that's fine. The big thing that I kind of wanted to hide, and I don't mind people knowing this, is the fact that he spent most of his years with fae creatures. Because that's pretty abnormal.
Okay.
I don't like. It's not something that in character, he's never told anyone that. Even when he left and started, like, living in the
Roger.
City in Kalia, he never told anyone. He just acted like he was like an elf that was traveling and decided to settle down there.
Okay. No, yeah, you mostly answered a lot of my questions, and some of the other questions are for... I mean, you're also an adolescent, so it makes it easier that you wouldn't have answers to those questions.
Yeah, he's probably, like, just hitting...
Yeah.
Adulthood, like, or near it.
Okay.
He's probably, like, in elven years, he's probably, like, 70-something, but he's not a full, like, he's pretty much a teenager, or at least, like, 19 years old or something like that.
Cool. Yeah, no, honestly, I think you did, that was a really good explanation, and you pretty much covered most things, like, training, relationships, motivations, upbringing, what is your reasonings... Roy, do you have to leave? I know you're at work. Are you currently ready to leave?
In about, like, 10 minutes.
Do you want to give a quick, explanation?
Yeah, sure. I used to be a guild artisan. I dealt in jewelry and the type, gemstones and such. But there was a rival businessman who, pretty much, like, burnt down my business, and like he couldn't be blamed for it, but I knew it was him, so that's kind of like my driving force, is to like get back at this guy.
Okay.
And but because I lost my business, I didn't have anything, you know, I could do to make a livelihood, so my guild allowed me to work as a traveling merchant for them, so that's what I was doing. And then just one day when I'm, you know, traveling between major cities, I come across an old woman, you know, traveling along the trail, and I see if she needs help, and she asks me to escort her back home, and when I do, I find out that she was really Baba Yaga, the ancient crone, and because I was kind and cordial and helpful to her, she decided to give me her boon, but she did say there
that
was going to be some, you know... a payment needed. She didn't know when or where, because she often like gives blessings and then completely forgets to collect on them because she just doesn't care about the mortal realm.
Mm-hmm.
So at any time she could be coming back for me.
Yeah, and she kind of she appears in different areas, right? Like her camp isn't just a static camp.
Like I said to you, her house is essentially Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah.
She just jumps between planes of existence and stuff like that. Personality-wise, I'm a cheapskate. I don't part with money easily and will haggle tirelessly. And I always want to know exactly how everything works and what makes people tick and everyone's motivation behind everything. I believe everyone should be free to pursue their own livelihood, you know, however they want to run it. Let's see here. I already said my bond, the vengeance for the person who served my business. And my flaw is I quickly assume someone is trying to cheat me.
So okay.
Every interaction, I'm always like, come on, buddy. Come on, guy.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're a half-elf warlock who has a Feywild pact with an ancient hag.
Yes.
Okay.
And my weapon is a mace. However, because I'm aligned with Baba Yaga, her weapon of choice is a mortar and pestle. So my mace is kind of shaped like, you know, an alchemist's little, like...
Oh, okay.
Thingy.
Cool.
Kind
Roger.
Of, like, reverence to her.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think some other questions I'd have for you. What is your main, like I've asked everyone, what is your main want or need to come to Red Haven?
It is a major city, the biggest, obviously it's the capital. I'm just going there for still trying to stock up wares, earn more money, and kind of like get back to where I was before I lost everything.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Trying to think if there's anything else I really want to know from you. Does your character have any allies or any special characters, NPCs, like, in his life?
No. I kind of have him as a loner.
Okay.
Not necessarily a loner, but, you know, a sole businessman. My only companion is my mule, Old Bessie.
What is your greatest, like, trade? Like, what is, like, your biggest sale or biggest buy that you've ever purchased as a guild artisan? Like, something that you're proud of or maybe a good deal that you've made?
I wouldn't say there's any big deals, but I pride myself on not necessarily, like, cheating people out of money, but getting, like, ridiculously good, like...
Turnaround?
Yeah.
Okay, buy low, sell high.
I'm super excited used car salesman. Like, he's so like, man, I just got this car.
You're this little skis. So cheesecake.
Okay.
I'm like GameStop. I'll buy it for you for like pittance and mark it up 500 times.
Fucking GameStop.
I gotcha. What would you describe your style is with your? Because I mean, you obviously discover that you have these powers or you've received this boon. Like you've already started to see the effects of it.
Would you say it's very Sithy?
Yes, it is very Sithy.
Yeah, like what?
Scale of one to Sithy.
Has your character used his powers at all?
Yes, but only minorly, and mostly like self defense, traveling by myself.
Of course.
Like thematically, it's all mostly like lightning looking.
Like red and black.
Yeah, because that's what she's usually like. Announces her arrival with like thunderstorms and stuff.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I think that's good. If I have any other questions I can think of. No.
Okay. And I need to pack up.
Okay. Yeah. If we're going to go to Westog. Or we're going to go to Romulus Largepaw. And I've read some of it, and I know you've come from the... You're a barbarian human who... Romulus, tell me about the your tribe.
Okay, so the Wolfblood clan is kind of on the outskirts of Ravenwood Forest and the Glade March there. And they've been there for generations. I mean, as long as anyone can remember, basically.
Okay.
And, you know, it's... They're very, very in tune with nature. They're very shamanistic. Respect the earth, respect your kill, you know, give thanks. And they have a, there's actually a Wolfblood dwarf clan that is actually south near the Anvil Hills. And at one point, you know, the two clans have met up. So they consider each other cousins. And the dwarves taught the humans, you know, how to work metal. And so they kind of picked up blacksmithing. And so half the tribe winds up being either, you know, shamans, and the other half turn into really good warriors who can wield steel. But still staying, you know, very true to nature, and you know, they don't wear armor. They get their kill, they take with everything they can, and then kind of that way. They live amongst wolves, the wolf bloods believe they're descended, you know, from wolves long time. Not like, you know, stupid
monkey is evolution
shit. You know?
Okay, so you sparkle and I got you. No. I know what you're saying, yeah.
So them and they're, you know, throughout the settlement, you'll see wolves everywhere, and they're like, they're not even considered pets. They're like, you know, brothers and sisters and ancestors. They take them on hunts.
To kill a wolf. Almost done.
In the sight of like someone from my clan is sacrilege, and it's basically a death sentence.
I think we're going to have some problems with some low-level encounters then.
well, see, it's, you know, obviously it's different in kind of combat, but like many of the shamans, you know, are able to speak with wolves and all this. And they even call their children pups, you know.
Okay.
And when each, you know, tribe pup is born, it's blessed by the elder shaman. And when Romulus was born, before they're even given a name, you know, the elder shaman looks the kid over. And within Romulus, he looked into his heart, and he could see that, you know, this insane rage, you know, he described it as the fire of 1,000 suns that's burning within his heart.
Okay.
And so he named him Romulus, which I kind of borrowed some Roman mythology there.
Yeah.
But it's a name only given once in every 10 generations.
Okay.
And he knew that he would go on to do great things. And basically, as Romulus grew up, and everyone calls him Rom for short, he was basically molded into, you know, the fiercest warrior, the best hunter. But the elder shaman, Chromis, told him that, you know, when you come of age, you're going to have to leave the tribe. Because when you enter battle, that rage of 1,000 suns comes out. And it's not until you do, you know, this great deed that you are able to come back and lead the clan. And so he sends him on this quest. There's an ancient wolf skull that, you know, the human and dwarf tribe just, it's sacred to them, and it was lost ages ago. And, so that's kind of where Rom is at. You know, he's 22 years old. For even among his clan are bigger than average humans, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine like Nord.
Viking race. Yeah. You know?
I mean, he's like 7.5 feet tall. So your average Joe Schmo non-adventurer would take one look at him and just be like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
But he's actually, personality-wise, he's very just humble, genuine, honest. When he came of age, he got separated from his hunting party. And he wound up killing a bear barehanded. And so he wears this bear skin. That's basically, you know, the only thing, I guess you could call it armor, but it's a cloak. It's just this entire bear hide kind of wrapped around him.
Okay.
And it was at that point that he's decided, all right, I need to do this quest. And he found ran into a group of traveling merchants, and he did mercenary work for them. He basically guarded them while they traveled throughout the land and basically wound up in Redhaven. That's why he's so far from home.
Okay.
And he figured a good place to wind up is to make it down to the Anvil Hills to talk to his dwarf cousins, see if they have any leads on this ancient stone.
Okay, yeah, so his basic, his quest, he has a more probably particular quest than the rest.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, cool. Trying to think. What would you say his fighting style is?
Oops, I guess you, it's like when you, you know, hanging out with him, you wouldn't know he's even a violent person. You can see scars on his body and that he's just ungodly fucking, hey, I could kill you with my fucking hand.
Mm-hmm.
But he's calm and he has a calm demeanor. But as soon as, you know, he perceives danger and battle is, you know, shit's going down and the weapons are out, it's imagine reckless. It looks reckless, but smooth at the same time. Like with each swing of his axe, it's
yeah. Why don't you kind of go into his fighting style?
Yeah, and man, so he carries this huge, massive, great axe. I mean, your average Joe Schmo couldn't even lift the thing properly. That's how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
But when he swings it, it's not like some giant, you know, ogre just. I mean, it's with, you know,
finesse.
He wields it like it was nothing. You know, and then he's got two hand axes that, it's like he moves, like water, you know, very fluid. Very okay. Just. And, but with such force behind each swing. You know, and the weapons are inlaid with the wolf's head, which is the symbol of his tribe. His clan. Okay.
Let's see. Would he feel out of place in a city?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, so he definitely, because he's just been straight tribe and hunting and survival up until this, correct?
Right, and, you know, he's not, you know, like, racist by any means, you know, he's been with the merchants for
first traveling. I mean, it's a long way. It's probably a good almost 2 months to 3 months travel.
You know, he's very open. He's okay with meeting new people. He's very respectful. He's not your typical drunkard. I want to get into a fight. Violence.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. If you could pin down one leisure activity for Rom, what would it be?
Grog.
A leisure activity.
What would he do when he's not chopping people and tying his loincloth?
He would prefer to be probably outdoors, preferably, you know, a wooded area.
Maybe like doing some hunting or fishing.
Secluded.
Almost just like getting a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. Probably seeking the hunt. He'd be looking for,
yeah, not even like meditation, but like I would like think of this kind of character as like his meditation might be like watching a wolf kill a deer, or watching the ways and ebbs and flows of nature.
Yeah, or even going out stalking.
Cool,
something.
Cool.
Doesn't even have to kill something. It's just
just
loves the hunt,
honing his skills.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I really like everyone's character. I think everyone's character is really in depth. It feels like a completely different game than our Wednesday. I feel like everyone has kind of, like, the training wheels are now off, and everyone's really fleshed out their stories. Everyone's really made these really cool, meaningful characters that I can close my eyes and picture each one of your guys' characters, and I think it's really awesome, and I can't wait to see how it goes next week. Yeah, just some information about the town of Redhaven that you guys are all kind of... I will discuss with you guys offline about how we all want to kind of meet. I don't want to do... I don't like the tavern trope. I want to make something that's meaningful and exciting. So either we'll talk about how you guys want to handle it, either where you kind of let me fully handle it and kind of make a scenario that all of your guys, I think, would kind of be... Yeah, all of your guys would be kind of involved in, or we can kind of all go and make our own decision. Redhaven is basically, it's a town of about, I would say, not a town, it's like the capital city of the realm, so it's about like 20,000 to 30,000-ish people. It definitely has its the inner cloister is definitely the rich, the bigger homes, one family to a home. Instead of you look at the outskirts where it's, you know, most of the farming villages where people are living in 1 to 2 room homes, they have a monarchy. They have the king's name there is King Cedric. He has his knights, and it's very much set as like a monocratic government. So you have the normal king, the queen, the royal family. You definitely have like the working man's quarter that is made up mostly of blacksmiths. I mean, if you just think of any medieval town, it's very generic, but also there's a lot of things about it that are very special. I mean, it has a... If you look at the location of it, it is located on the Sea of Pole, and right north of it is the Sea of Dust. It's these plains, but they're very, very, very windy from the breeze from the sea, so they were nicknamed the Sea of Dust. Many creatures, and not many creatures, but mostly wildlife roams there. It's very, very, you're very common wildlife, nothing out of the ordinary. The desolation of Daduga is kind of mostly it's named for this battle site. There used to be an old town there that was inhabited by orcs, but due to a war... No, that no one really knows the meaning of. The humans eradicated the orcs, so the orcs really don't. You won't really see an orc in Redhaven, and if you do, he's kind of discriminated against, albeit unfairly. If not, you know, the only orc that would reasonably go there in the area is someone who doesn't know the town, the city's history. People have claimed to see things, or have heard of things. Kind of like freaky, or they've seen spirits or kind of ghosts, or they say some orcs make a pilgrimage there, but they're kind of left alone. They're not like chased away, and it's happened so long ago that it's almost like it's frowned upon. That's why they call it the desolation instead of like, you know, the triumph over, or that's why the kind of meaning in the name. That's the Sea of Pole is inhabited by mostly fish. There has been attacks. You'll find the very rare dragon turtle that kind of roams in from the Empyrean Sea. But those are very rare. You get your occasional chul. Mostly just fishing. Fishing and trading is probably the biggest import and export of Redhaven. I think that's enough information of the two little surrounding areas. Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very, very healthy, very wealthy town. There's definitely opportunity for jobs, trade, adventure. There's a ton of, you see a lot of boards up all the time asking for, you know, certain ingredients, certain, or if a lot of the outlying, if you can kind of see, I'll just kind of draw a little circle. There might be, because Redhaven kind of, its farms and stuff kind of almost go all the way out to here. So you get the occasional complaints of, like, maybe goblin bandits, green goblins, because in this world goblins are green, like they should be. And there's just a bunch of other things that are kind of roaming in and around, coming mostly in between. If you look in between, like, Bredon and Redhaven, there is a variety of things there. There's a lot to be discovered. And remember kind of how I said before, don't think that just because something isn't on the map, it isn't there. So there is a ton of possibility for dungeons, adventures. There's a big mythos around the, if you guys notice, in between the Sea of Dust and the Desolation, there's a single tree that stands there that is of some significance that you guys have kind of heard of. Like, let's say, Ram, when you're traveling in, you might have seen it from far away, and some people kind of had made mention to it, how it's don't go near it, or that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of wonders, a lot of mystery for you guys to find out, and I think next Friday a lot of it will be fleshed out. I mean, we have our characters, so next week we're going to start ready to go right in town, and like I said, in between today and next week, we'll find a great starting point, and then we can just go from there and really kind of get the ball rolling. Is there any other questions before we kind of wrap this up?
I say for the first adventure we tackle the ruins of Castle Ravenloft.
That's at least for level 3.
That sounds absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, so I mean, your characters sound awesome. I have no other questions for you guys. Before we go, speak now or forever hold your peace. Otherwise, we're going to close it up.
Good.
All right, awesome. So then, this wraps up our character creation session 0 kind of thing. So everyone got to see what characters they're going to deal with or be dealing with, because this is your party. You don't really get a choice, unfortunately. So
fortunately,
kind of take in what you guys have heard, and then we'll go from there. Tune in next week for episode 1 when we break into Red Haven. Thanks everyone for watching. I appreciate it.